From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 15 days in jail, the sentence for Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley in connection with his DUI case. Wheatley has a prior conviction for DUI and pleaded no contest in connection with a July incident in which he was stopped just north of the old Navy Base Road and arrested for an expired registration tag and suspicion of speeding. He was fined a total of $1,600. Wheatley ordered to surrender on April 21st to serve his jail sentence, and he must also complete a nine-month alcohol awareness program through the Department of Motor Vehicles. Bail lowered to $300,000 for a McKinleyville man who struck and killed a teenage girl while driving drunk. James Merrick had been held on $1 million bail following the incident that killed Tessa Rae Gingrich on December 14th of 2016. She was walking with friends on Central Avenue when Merrick's vehicle struck her. He was on probation for alcohol-related reckless driving when that happened. Prosecutors have contended that Merrick tried to flee the scene, but his attorneys say that did not happen. Well, the follow-up investigation into the whereabouts of homicide suspect Zachary Harrison leads down some new avenues. While in the Blocksburg area, authorities this week made contact with three subjects associated with Harrison, two of which had multiple warrants for their arrest. Deputies cuffed 27-year-old Curtis Flowers of Fortuna, 27-year-old Sidney Ann Dunkelberger of Redway, and 35-year-old Jesse Herlick of Blocksburg. Flowers arrested on six misdemeanor warrants for a number of charges. Dunkelberger also cuffed, as was Herlick, all three booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on various counts. The Arcata City Council hosting a special study session to discuss the Zero Waste Action Plan. There will be a conversation on Arcata's current diversion rate trends, programs, and policies, an update on the progress of Arcata's Zero Waste Action Plan, and a discussion to identify priorities for the plan in the upcoming year. It'll happen at 6 p.m. at 736 F Street in Arcata. And they're getting ready for the Easter Bunny and the Easter Egg Hunt in Ferndale coming up on Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. Youngsters can hunt for candy-filled eggs hidden by Ferndale Scouts and enjoy a meet-and-greet with the Easter Bunny. Prizes in four categories by age. It all happens at Fireman's Park if it's raining. Check at Valley Lumber, Shaw, and Birding Streets. And coming up tomorrow, the City of Eureka closing the Eureka Waterfront Trail from Truesdale to Del Norte from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're addressing a plant problem there. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.